Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Byline. And Sports Overnight America, Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. We are TuneIn Radio. We are iHeartRadio. We are Simple Radio. And we're also SportsOvernightAmerica.com. Hey, lots to get to. I can't wait to get Tyler Levine in here because I'm telling you right now, the biggest story of the day, and it's probably got some traction, Deion Sanders to coach the Dallas Cowboys. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Anyways, we'll get to it. Last night, college basketball. I love Kansas. I love Billy Self doing a nice job against Michigan State. How about Duke? I mean, seriously, Duke gets whacked by Kentucky and the Pope, Mark Pope, who has big shoes to fill there in Kentucky and Lexington with Coach Cal now off to, dare I say, greener pastures in Fayetteville, Arkansas with the Arkansas Razorbacks. You know, hey, seriously, folks, if you want to look it up, one of the biggest wins early in Coach Calipari's head coaching career when he was at UMass Amherst was a game in, I want to say, 94 or 95, Nolan Richardson, Arkansas, Springfield Civic Center, Basketball Hall of Fame Classic, UMass knocked off Arkansas. And little did we know that Cal would come full circle and coach the Arkansas Razorbacks. Anyways, college basketball very much on our radar screen. We'll look forward to the NFL and college football weekend. What do we got? We got Nick Douglas coming up talking some SEC. I see, Ole Miss at 11, Texas at 3. We're going to get four SEC, maybe five SEC teams into the 12-team playoff. How about that? But right now it's about the Big Ten. Think about this. You've got Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, and newfangled Texas, which is a former Big 12 team or university, now in the SEC. So the SEC looks bad right now. We'll talk to Nick Douglas about that. And then we will talk to John Morris, the longtime legendary voice of Baylor basketball and football coming up here. It is Sports Overnight America for a full hour. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, presented by Geico, coming back.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell, cross country and around the globe. Hey, stay with us throughout the night, right? Every hour on the hour, we give you a Sports in 60 times 2 with Brock Hines. We give you updates with Giovanna Scroggins. And away we go. Let's get Tyler Levine in here. Tyler, look, the Dallas Cowboys season's over. I mean, it's all but for mopping up the overflow tears in the proverbial beer. Where do they turn? McCarthy's not coming back. Where do they turn? And, you know, you're seeing a lot of Deion. I can't get my head around that. But there again, I didn't get my head around him leaving Jackson State for Colorado and now perhaps an ascension into the National Football League with the Dallas Cowboys. I'll say this. It makes sense from a box office standpoint, a little bit of buzz. They're going to command a lot of attention if they hire Deion. McCarthy's out. Does it start and end with Deion, or is this just nice little media talk here, you know, middle of November 2024? Let me hear.
I mean, the issue with the Cowboys has nothing to do with their head coach. It's the fact that they have a terrible roster and an owner, GM, and he's like Jackie Moon in semi-pro. I mean, the guy, is, other than actually physically putting on the pads and playing, Jerry Jones is doing everything, and he's not doing particularly well. I mean, we have this whole issue with the Sun last week with CeeDee Lamb, and I actually didn't know this. They have blinds in the stadium installed that they use for concerts, but they just refuse to use them for the games and have their players dropping, you know, ultimately the touchdown wouldn't have mattered because they got so smoked. But in regards to the Deion appointment, I think Deion's a winner. I think that wherever he goes, he will establish a great culture. I don't know if it's the right move for him to make at this time. I don't think it would necessarily hurt, but like it doesn't really move the needle for me in any particular way, considering they have Dak, who's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And in my opinion, he's not even a top 15 QB, who's now out for the year. So he's on a massive contract. You just signed CeeDee Lamb to a massive contract. Micah Parsons is due for a massive contract. Yeah. And you have an aging offensive line and the worst running back room in the league. So you could bring in whoever you want. You could bring in Belichick. You could bring in – hell, you could bring in Belichick, Bill Cowher, and all the NFL great head coaches. They couldn't do anything with this roster. And ultimately, it's going to come down to if Jerry Jones can, you know, put down the bottle and see straight and figure himself out and hopefully step away. I don't know.
Tyler, you're on fire today. Hey, let me ask you something. You got Belichick out there as the most coveted free agent, okay? He's doing TV with – the Manning boys and having a good time with Pat McAfee. Let's get serious. He's 15 wins shy of the all-time coaching win record held by Don Shula. Okay, he's going to get that record. Why not do it in Dallas? I'm telling you right now, Dallas is just spinning their wheels. The Giants are going to fire Brian Daboll. They're going to wave bye-bye to Daniel Jones. So I don't think we can even remotely be given any semblance of credibility if we attach Belichick's name to the Dallas Cowboys. Would you agree on that?
I don't think there's any chance that he wants to walk into that situation.
No.
I mean, the Giants, who are terrible, really, really bad, I want to put emphasis on terrible, are in a significantly better situation than Dallas because we have more to work with. Our defense is somewhat serviceable. Dallas's defense is terrible. We have somewhat of a competent running back room. We have an elite receiver in Neighbors with other serviceable guys as well. Does the offensive line need to be improved? Of course. Do we have a god-awful quarterback as well? Yes. But that can be fixed in this upcoming draft. And as we've seen with the Commanders, you're one good quarterback draft pick away from turning the whole thing around. And ultimately, I don't think Belichick's going to want to walk into Dallas. I don't think that he's going to want to be a head coach under Jerry Jones at all. I think that's probably the least appealing factor of all of this. And it's what I said this a couple days ago. Whoever takes that Dallas head coaching job is going to be a young guy, a first-time head coach who's like, screw it. I can do it. I can work with Jerry Jones. I want to make a name for myself. I can turn the ship around. That's not where Belichick is at in his career. You know, he wants to go somewhere where he can call the shots, where it's his way or the highway, and that's it.
I agree 1,000%. He's not taking a job where he's going to go up to Jerry Jones and wave his hand in front of his face because the alcohol emanating from Jerry's breath is just too overpowering. I couldn't agree with you more. There's just no way. He's not doing that. And if anything, Belichick would get on the phone to Parcells, and Parcells would say, hey, look, been there, done that, dude. Don't do it because it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Here's what I want to know, though. If it's not Dion, who gets the Dallas job? I mean, is it a Lincoln Riley? Maybe he's got flames licking at his tush. USC's headed for probation. I don't know if it was Clay Helton or Lincoln Riley or the combination of both. I have no clue. I really don't. I mean, so where does Dallas turn if it isn't Dion? Seriously, where do they turn?
I don't hate the Lincoln Riley idea. You know, you got a guy like Ben Johnson in Detroit who's obviously, I mean, he's going to be the guy that everybody wants just because of how good he is, you know, calling plays on offense.
Or Aaron Glenn.
I mean, but I don't even know if Ben Johnson was offered this head coaching job, making him one of the highest paid coaches in the league, if he would leave his situation in Detroit to come here. I just think it's that bad and it's that toxic, and knowing the Cowboys, what they are going to do is hire Deion Sanders, because everyone, it's going to make their fans feel good. It's Deion, he's a great coach, and you know, so that's where it's at for me.
I totally agree. Did you ever think you'd live to see the day where the Dallas job is like, take it or leave it? I mean, this is one of the most coveted jobs in professional sports. Make no mistake about it, Tyler. This is a job, a dream job, but it's not a dream job right now. Why? Because of one meddling owner. I hate to say it, but it's true.
I never thought that it would be like that. Even going into the season, I didn't think the Cowboys were going to be a bad team. I thought they'd lose in the first round of the playoffs like they always do because Dak is not a good quarterback and has zero clutch factor. But like I thought that their defense, I mean, I don't think anybody thought their defense was bad. I thought that the running back room and the fact that they didn't really make any roster moves would hurt them, but I didn't think that we would be sitting here and looking at this team in this light and having these type of conversations, and I certainly didn't think that they would be 0-4 at home with a 3-6 overall record. That's for damn sure. I definitely wouldn't have expected them to be 7.5-point underdogs to the Houston Texans at home. Obviously, Dak being out injured has a huge role in that, but I mean, it's just an ugly situation. It's unfortunate. And, you know, even though I'm a Giants fan and, you know, I naturally don't like the Cowboys, the league is more fun when they're competitive. They're one of those teams that, you know, they should be in the mix. It feels weird that we're not having conversations about them. Yeah. It takes away from all that special Stephen A. Smith video that he posts every time that they lose. I mean, those videos are now diluted and they're not special anymore because of how bad they've been this year. It's that atrocious.
Hey, listen, we got to do this quick because we're not going to have time. We got Nick Douglas coming up, and then we got John Morris, the voice of Baylor. What about Philadelphia 76ers? I'm really worried for Nick Nurse. They're a mess. They really are. They got smoked again last night. I'm really worried about this team. I mean, it's just Embiid sitting out tonight. I think they got, what, the Knicks? I mean, this is a mess. Philly is a absolute disaster. Will they just give Nick Nurse a pass because of the injuries and the uncertainty? What do they do with this? What do they do with the situation? Look, they're down there with the Utah Jazz and the dregs of the NBA right now. Give me about a minute on the Sixers before we head to break. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know if you can give a pass for the injuries. And while I don't think that the situation and the fact that they're 2-8 is entirely his fault, when you're in this type of situation, we see it in sports all the time, there has to be a fall guy. And there has to be sometimes a move that gets made, maybe prematurely. I mean, Nick Nurse will get hired in an instant. He'll get picked up immediately by one of these other teams that are in a bad situation. The Embiid situation is just really, really ugly right now. Maxey with the injury problems that he's now having, that's obviously not good for them. And I mean, the Bucks aren't in a much better situation themselves. Who would have thought Milwaukee and the Sixers are looking
terrible,
at these standings, and you know, the Cavs being 12-0, by the way, how about that?
Oh, the Cavs are unbelievable. I mean, in fact, I think it's Philly taking on Cleveland. I don't know. I got caught off guard. Here's what I do know. I hope Nick doesn't get fired, but you're right. They're always looking for a scapegoat. Embiid's back, but Embiid takes a lot of time off. He refuses to play back-to-backs, which drives me crazy. I hate
so
that about
insane.
The NBA. All right, you stay right there. We got Nick Douglas coming up. Some SEC football here on Sports Overnight.
Who stole my baby? Who done it?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Overnight presented by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. $10,000 down on an approved mortgage for your closing costs. And away we go here at Geico Insurance and geico.com. All right, let's get Nick Douglas in here. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. Nicholas, what's going on? How are you?
Marty, I'm doing amazing, my friend. We've got another good week of football as this playoff picture and this SEC picture as a whole starts to get clear. It is fascinating to see what's going on in this conference. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm gonna burst your bubble right now. Three out of the top four are Big Ten teams, and the other one, Texas, is the newcomer to the SEC. So don't get offended. But the SEC looks like a little bit of a weakling here. How about that?
You know, that's a hotter take, Marty. I'll be honest with you. I will tell you this: that I will tell you that there will be this year likely 15 to 20 teams where it's justifiable to put them in at an at-large spot. You've got teams like Washington State. Teams like Boise State, teams like SMU, Miami, one of those is going to notch a second loss. You've got Army, who looks just dominant across the field. Colorado's got two losses. They're respectable. Kansas State as well. You're going to have, I would say, 15 to 20 teams that are playoff worthy. I think if past is prologue, you will see several SEC teams, and I think you've got a scenario where you've actually got five SEC teams going.
Well, that's a little bit of a stretch, but Tyler, you go ahead, because I mean, you said that earlier to me today. I scratched my head on that, but hey, listen, anything's possible. I just want SMU in there. I really do. I want SMU in there. If they beat Boston College, Virginia, and Cal, I want them in there, and they should be. But go ahead, Tyler. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the SEC is in a very interesting spot. I mean, I don't know the last time that I saw Alabama ranked at 10 and Georgia ranked at 12. And although I think Georgia's defense is unbelievable, I think Carson Beck is dog water. I don't think he's good at all. I think he's a terrible quarterback. And, you know, I was actually going to ask Nick, I mean, do you actually genuinely in your heart believe that there's an SEC team as you look, you know, as we forecast this playoff picture coming up, that can actually win the whole thing?
Win the whole thing is, you know, that's a real question, Tyler, because Oregon has looked dominant from the get-go. Once these teams have gotten in rhythm, Ohio State's the same way. Outside of a one-point loss to Oregon, there's really been no reason to believe that those two teams are not the number two teams. You know, I think it's going to be much like March Madness in that once you make the cut, all bets are off, and I really think home field advantage, to your point, will play to the advantage of these Big Ten schools. You know, Ole Miss or Tennessee traveling to Ohio State versus Tennessee hosting Ohio State, that could be 30, 40, 50 degrees Fahrenheit difference, right? So I think the home stadiums play a big part in this, but in the playoffs, anything can happen, and in this season in particular, you've got matchups where certain teams on any given day, the best team that day will win. Seeing Tennessee get knocked off by Arkansas, seeing Texas get knocked off by Georgia, you know, those things come out of nowhere. And so I think it's the Big Ten has played more predictable, and you can look at them and say, yes, they've got four of the top five, like you said, Marty, and Penn State and Indiana are your wild cards, and they're looking strong. BYU has somehow survived to 9-0. But I think when it comes down to it, the SEC is playing the best level of competition week in and week out. And I'm intrigued to see whether that brings them down in the postseason in that they've been battered with injuries, or if that really comes to the surface and they start blowing out a lot of these other teams.
I think that's fair. Nick Douglas with us talking college football, SEC in particular. Hey, look, at Indiana, I love the Cignetti story. He's great. You know, James Madison, all the guys transferring in, they're going to get so walloped a week from Saturday. They got a bye week, and you know what? It's going to be a bye week because they are going to get so throttled by Ohio State. You're not going to ambush Ohio State in the horseshoe. It's not happening. The other thing I want to say is, Nick, I'm a little bit disappointed with Ole Miss. My God, they blow out Arkansas. They put up record numbers. It was so exciting. Why the hell would they storm the field the way they did at home when they beat Georgia? That's almost embarrassing. I mean, you were a very tepid underdog. Why would you do that? It makes you look like, I don't know, it makes you look like, you know, some rollicking upset. And every, you know, the whole college football world stops because Ole Miss knocked off Georgia. They beat them, and they beat them soundly. I mean, almost act like you've done it before. No? Or is that too much? Am I being too hard?
I'm entirely with you on this, Marty. I think at a certain point in a program's history, you have to stop rushing the field. And for some reason, LSU still does it. I don't know how many top 10 opponents they've beaten in the modern era, but it's too many to count. And if you look at schools like Alabama and you look at schools like Florida, you can't remember the last time they rushed the field. At least I personally can't. And so I think I'll put it this way. As upsets get more and more pervasive across college football, and as field rushings become more normalized, I think as a program, it sends much more of a statement if you've acted like you've been there before, you beat the top team at home, everyone takes the party outside the stadium. But I am with you. I think it does show immaturity, and it shows that you're clearly not used to winning big games. You see that with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has – they are not used to winning big games, and so when they beat the number one team, they storm the field, rightfully so. When Alabama beat Georgia earlier this year, there's never been a field storming at Alabama in Alabama's history. So I'm with you on this, and I think it sends the wrong signal if you want to be a program that competes for championships and stays at the top of the conference for years and years.
I completely agree. I mean, it's like, I'm struggling for even words. I mean, when I was first getting into sports, the first thing my father said is, you know, I was started off as a football player and then transitioned into soccer, but said, when you score a touchdown, you hand the ball to the referee, you act like you've been there before, and you jog back to the sideline and get some high fives from your teammates. And for to be... I know now they're ranked 11. I mean, they were a point and a half underdog to storm the field, and I believe they did it with time on the clock still, is so...
Yeah, they had a false start field rush.
It is so embarrassing. It is the most little brother thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Yep. And what Nick said is so spot on. You don't see programs like Alabama doing this because it would be embarrassing. And I love when people rush the field. I think it's one of the best traditions in all of college sports, whether it's football or basketball. But that should be reserved for a special
upsets.
Moment when an unranked team.
Upsets.
Yeah,
upsets.
If Ole Miss were unranked, they had two wins on the season, and they beat a number two ranked Georgia.
Yeah.
Different conversation. But you were a point and a half underdog. What are we doing here? It is so bad.
It is. It is. Hey, you know what? That being said, though, Nick, I'm still on this Ole Miss bandwagon. I'm telling you, if they get in, they're not going quietly, Nick. This is what's weird. This is a team that could end up in the national championship game. I am dead serious. They got some unbelievable talent. Yes. They gave away the LSU game. The Kentucky game was an aberration. I'm stunned they're not undefeated. And I'm telling you, I look at things, I analyze things just like everybody else. But I'm telling you right now, this is the most dangerous two-loss team in America. The Rebs. I mean it. They are.
No,
go ahead.
And I think you're onto something, because if you look at this defense and the way they've played week in and
unbelievable.
Week out, the secondary started to click. That front seven's got to be one of the best in the country. And they've shown that, and Lane's teams have struggled with a lot of things, including big moments, but especially on the road. I think this is the first team that I've seen go to intimidating environments and just dominate the line of scrimmage. I haven't seen a Rebel defense like this since Kim Dicci played, and that was in the mid-2010s when Ole Miss was seen as a dark horse national title contender. We were on this team early, Marty. We saw them as title contenders. We've sort of ridden with them through the ups and downs. And
yes,
I think I'm with you that you don't want to face, I don't care who you are, you don't want to face Ole Miss in the postseason because they're going to come with fire. And if Lane brings his A game, good Lord, look out, because that's a team that's going to raise some hell in the postseason, barring an upset from Florida or Mississippi State. They should be good to go.
Hey, listen, what did Dart do Saturday? He ran the hell out of the ball. He can throw it. He can run it. I love that kid. I'm telling you right now, this is my girl with the curl team pick. You guys can laugh at me. I'm going to stand by it. He tore up Archie Manning's records. He tore up Corral's records. He tore up, Eli Manning's records. This kid's tearing up the record book. And everybody's looking the other way. Look, the LSU loss was bad. It was horrible. It was terrible. It wasn't his fault. And I'm telling you right now, the Kentucky game was just, I'm going to give them an aberration. But I'm telling you right now, this team is great and very, very dangerous. All right, this week, what do we get excited about? I mean, what is it, Tennessee, South Carolina? Let's wrap up with this. I mean, this is the blah week. I mean, who's Alabama playing or Georgia playing? Mercer? Anybody playing Kutztown State? I mean, this is a joke.
I think that the only game really of substance this week would be Tennessee going to Georgia, because that game, you've got Nico that's questionable. Georgia's defense is always respectable, but this is one to watch closely. And like I mentioned to you earlier last week, Marty, this is the Bulldogs face elimination. And Georgia still has not had a 100-yard rusher all season. Beck has lost it. I'm with you on this, Tyler. He entered the year as a Heisman favorite. Good God, has he been a bust. And, I mean, he's taken way too many chances. He doesn't have Ladd McConkey. He doesn't have Brock Bowers. Georgia has scored all its points on the two drives to start each half when they played Ole Miss. It is just, they have been abysmal. And the number two defense.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Trow. This is Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico and by Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs. Tyler Levine is with me. And what a thrill, seriously, to get John Morrison here, the legendary voice of the Baylor Bears. The National Football Foundation in Dallas-Fort Worth has honored him and will honor him out in Vegas next month. And we're just so happy for John. Longtime voice. And he has voiced, in my opinion, Tyler, one of the greatest reclamation, if not the greatest reclamation projects in the history of NCAA sports. And that is the Baylor situation with basketball, going back to Dave Bliss. What Scott Drew did, has done rather since, I want to say, 2012 to now is just unbelievable. But let's get him in here. John Morris, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, how are you, John? And congratulations, seriously. All kidding aside, this is a great honor for you as you have toiled so many years there in Waco. How are you, John?
I am doing great, Marty and Tyler, and it is great to be on with you. It's an honor to be on with you guys. And easy on that legendary talk. I don't deserve that. And I really don't know that I deserve this, because I think there's so many other men and women out there doing the same thing that I've done, I'm doing, and I think they are better at it than I am. But it is very nice. It's a humbling honor, and great to talk about it with you guys.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of credit for being humble, but you know what? Yeah, you've been there a long time, dude. You've called a lot of action, and you've been down in the trenches, and I compare you to the great Kaywood Ledford at Kentucky, because you've been there so darn long, you've done a great job. Hey, if you wouldn't mind, John, can you weigh in? I always say Jim Calhoun at Storrs, Connecticut with UConn and what Scott Drew has done at Baylor are the two greatest reclamation projects in the history of the NCAA. Have you gone down this road with people before? And if so, or if not, how do you feel about this? Because he took over a situation that was so dark and so dreary, and yet he brought them to light and has brought them to national prominence, and, oh, by the way, a national championship. Can you weigh in on that?
Absolutely, and I'm glad to do it. Marty, I would take it a step further. I would say it is the greatest comeback in the history of sports, in all sports. So that takes it one step further than you're saying, because we were here and knew how bad things were with the Baylor situation, embarrassingly bad. And when they called Coach Drew and said, how about this job? There were a lot of coaches that wouldn't have touched this job. But Coach Drew felt called to Baylor, and look what he's done since he's been here. This is 22nd year. Baylor's a perennial power now. And like you mentioned, a national championship in 2021. Read his book. You know, read his book. I would recommend that to anyone. The Road to Joy is the name of it. And it's just a remarkable story of Coach Drew and his success here.
John, pleasure. Tyler Levine here. I wanted to ask about what you noticed being right there, courtside, hands-on almost, with the culture shift. Because we see programs so often try to turn things around, bring somebody in, they try to make it happen, and they just continue to fail to do so. What was something in specific or a couple different things that you noticed Coach Drew do to really reinvigorate this program and to ultimately capture a national championship in 2021?
Yeah, great question, Tyler. And part of it is just it's the culture at Baylor, number one, at Baylor University. And he fits so well the mission of Baylor University. So, you know, it's just that's the start of it. Is he just such a perfect fit for Baylor? And then he is just such a relentless worker, hard worker. We had an assistant coach who came in here one time, and he said, I thought I worked hard, but it is nothing like what Coach Drew does. He's just relentless, and he's got this such a positive, upbeat attitude about everything. and he just go, 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 you know, like the Energizer Bunny. And he's got a good eye for talent. He is a very good coach. There was a stretch there when people said, yeah, but can Coach Drew, Scott Drew, really coach? Well, that's been answered easily. So just all of those things have come together, and God's blessed this program under Coach Drew.
Hey, John, I want to talk about you for a moment. I really do. I mean, when the National Football Foundation acknowledges you, you know, you've been there so long and you've toiled so hard. Give us some highlights. I mean, we can talk about a million things, but give me some highlights. I mean, you were there during the Mulkey years. You've seen what she's done at LSU. You've seen the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And I think we'd be doing a disservice to our audience, and including all the people listening on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide at air bases and land bases and at sea across the globe. Tell us, you've seen so much. Can you share with us some of the highs and lows, if you could?
Well, how long do we have? How long do you want me to go here?
You got two minutes, John.
Thank you. We
nah,
have
you got more than that. Go
highs.
Ahead.
We've had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And nice to know that you're on the Armed Forces Radio. And salute to our service men and women around the world here in this week of you know, a Veterans Day.
Yes.
Say thanks enough to all of them, and God bless them. But so many through the years, you know, we had some lean years in football, and it happened to coincide with Baylor moving into the Big 12 Conference. So we were down at the bottom of the Big 12 there for a while. But then came some really good years, back-to-back Big 12 championships, 13 and 14. And then 2021, Dave Aranda was our coach, and he's still our coach here. Best season in Baylor football history, and went 12-2, and we won this championship game. I don't know if you remember at AT&T Stadium in Arlington against Oklahoma State, where we're leading the game and they're driving, and there's a fourth down stop inches from the goal line, and we win the game and win the Big 12 championship and go on to win the Sugar Bowl over Ole Miss. That game was about as memorable as it gets. And then basketball, so many big wins through the years. You know, Baylor's been a consistent winner the last few years, topped by the national championship in 2021, beating a Gonzaga team in the championship that we have so much respect for. We played them in the season opener this year, and they whacked us. But that game was 86-70 Baylor in the bubble. Baylor, under Coach Drew, really thrived in the bubble in 2021. So those are a couple that are top of mind, but there have been so many. I've really been blessed through the years, you know, to have a front seat and front row seat to Baylor athletics history.
John, I wanted to ask about the football program real quick. Right now, 5-4, ninth in the Big 12. Everyone remembers the years of RG3 and those unbelievable seasons you guys had. Everyone remembers the Sugar Bowl win. You know, where do you see the future going for the Baylor Bears football program, especially with the NIL now a factor? You know, playing football in Texas is as good as it gets. You know, how do you see their future looking? And does the NIL change things in terms of recruitment for the program?
Well, that's a very fair question. And to be honest, Coach Aranda and his staff, they were a little slow to step into, you know, this new world, like the transfer portal that first year. He didn't see, you know, he didn't see that as some a direction he wanted to go, but he found out really quick, we better go down that road, you know, because everybody else is doing it, we have to do it. So he's been successful in that. And really, our NIL, we are a relatively small private school in Waco, Texas, but I think our NIL gets us in the door and gets us a conversation with anybody that our guys want to recruit. So I think we've got a really good plan here at Baylor, and I think it's paying off. Coach Aranda and Bears have won three straight games now. We play at West Virginia this Saturday, so hopefully they can finish strong and we'll get to a good bowl and then continue to build on that.
Hey, John, one final thing, and I'll let Tyler finish up. Where do you see the Big 12 going? I mean, we've seen mega expansion. Right now, if we look at the latest rankings, we got three Big 10 teams in the final four, and it's only week two, so let's not get too carried away. And you got Texas, which is an invader departing from the Big 12 to the SEC. So, I mean, the SEC's kind of got their tail tucked between their legs. Where are we going with this? And do you see an ultimately a 16-team playoff football-wise? Because, I mean, the first-round buys are already controversial. What do you think? What's your gut tell you?
Well, you'll be surprised to know they're not asking my opinion on that, but I think it just makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to have a 16-team playoff, doesn't it? So maybe we'll get there. Mm-hmm. And for the Big 12, you know, this year we got BYU up there that's kind of carrying the banner for the league. They're undefeated, having a great season. I think they're sixth in the poll or in the CFP rankings this week. Our athletic director, Mac Rhodes, is on that CFP executive committee. But I think with this league, 16 teams in our league, and a very aggressive commissioner. I don't know if you guys know Brett Yormark, but he's a guy that's not going to stand pat in any area. So we're at 16 teams right now. We'll see, you know, what happens moving forward. But he's going to make sure that we're in the picture, we're relevant, you know, in any conversation in all sports. You know, you're talking football, but in all sports. Look at the Big 12 in basketball. The preseason poll, we had 5 of the top 10 teams. So we got a lot of good programs here, and we got a lot of good things going in the Big 12 conference.
Speaking of the Baylor Bears basketball, they play on the 17th against Tarleton State. I wanted to ask your opinion, considering the strength of the Big 12 in basketball. I mean, it's arguably the best conference in the nation. I'm personally under that belief. It's so difficult to win. What's the ceiling for this Baylor Bears team? Is this a national championship or bust year for the Bears?
I wouldn't say national championship or bust, but I know there's very high aspirations, as there are every year with Coach Scott Drew. They go into the season knowing how tough it is in the Big 12. Number one, they would like to win the conference. That's a big deal. If you win the Big 12 conference, that's a huge accomplishment. Then they want to get into the NCAAs and make some noise there, get through the first weekend, and see what happens from there. So I think Baylor has Coach Drew did a great job this year in the transfer portal, getting three guys really that are real contributors for us. So it's going to be tough in this league, but I think Baylor's going to be right there. And let's get together in March and kind of see how things play out this basketball season.
John, thank you so much. Congratulations. Out in Vegas in early December, you're going to be acknowledged by the National Football Foundation. Much deserved. Those melodious tones have graced the airwaves in Waco and the Baylor Nation for a long time, and you are to be congratulated. Thank you so much. And again, to all our servicemen and women, thank you for acknowledging them during this week. John, thank you very much, and we shall see you maybe in Dallas. Who knows? Maybe you'll be there for the Big 12 championship game. Thank you so much.
That'd be fun. Great to be on with you guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. John Morris, there you go. Long time. And I'll say it. He didn't like it, but legendary voice of the Baylor Bears. Been there a long time, Tyler. Been calling Baylor Bears basketball and sports. And, I mean, if you read this guy's resume and his credits, volleyball, tennis, you name it, this guy has been – truly, he's been brought in-house by the Baylor Athletic Department, and rightfully so. They brought him in as a full-time employee, and he really does bestow great, great coverage of Baylor Bears athletics, both on the men's and women's side. All right, we'll come back. It's Sixers-Cavaliers tonight, so Nick Nurse is going to fall to 2-9. I'm really worried. I mean, I don't want this dude to get fired. I mean, he's a good dude. But what do they do? What does Josh Harris, the owner, do? I mean, you get off to a 2-9, 2-10, 2-11 start. What do you do? All right, we'll come back. 2-minute drill. Marty and Tyler. Wednesday into a Thursday. We come back here. It is Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Coming right back. Presented by Geico.
Thank you. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, talking the world of sports here, going inside the numbers, little tube talk, what we're streaming and screaming about. I don't know, Tyler. I mean, Cleveland, Philly tonight, I don't know. I mean, seriously. I mean, my UMass Minutemen are getting crushed by Louisiana Tech up in Amherst. So, I mean, I'm in a bad mood. I mean, any of the teams that I like are getting smoked, and now I got Nick Nurse singing for his supper in Philly, and they got the Cavaliers, who are off to a 12-0 start. How about the Winnipeg Jets? I know you're not a puck guy. 15-1 and smoked your Rangers at Madison Square. Smoked 6-3.
It's unbelievable. It's really, it's actually crazy hockey wise. The Dallas Stars put up 7 on Sunday, 7 goals, and the Cowboys scored 6 points. A little funny stat that I saw. I do get very into hockey towards the end of the season with all this stuff.
I do too. Playoff hockey
is my favorite thing outside of playoff baseball and almost in all of sports.
What about March Madness? Come on.
Madness, of course, it's up there as well.
Come on now, right?
The playoff hockey is really unbelievable. It's true. It's something that it cannot really be rivaled with October baseball and March Madness. There's nothing like it. In terms of tonight, I got your Celtics winning big against the Nets after losing the Hawks last night.
No. It's the second of a back-to-back. Brooklyn's going to pick them off. Hey, listen, I'm gonna puff my chest out. Everyone was going to, the Celtics are gonna be 73-9. Oh, the Celtics are gonna be 74-8. I said, what are you smoking? This is 2024, 2025. Celtics are gonna lose 20 games this year.
That's classic Massachusetts fan talk, because I'll tell you right now, my buddy Clay Tucker was saying that as well, saying all the Warriors' records in jeopardy. I'm like, what are you crazy?
You guys are smoking wacky weed. It ain't happening. You ain't beating that record, and I'm going to tell you why, because they're not that good. And Atlanta beat them last night, and it was an absolute disgrace. And I'm telling you right now, they got nothing on that Golden State team. And this idea that they're going to waltz to the 19th World Championship, no way. No
not
way.
Gonna be
they're
easy.
Not winning it. They're not winning it. Hey, Tyler, great job. Hey, we're back at it tomorrow on a Thursday. How about that? We got the Tyson fight Friday, and I couldn't care less. How about that?
There's so much going on right now, Marty. So much. I know. I'm very excited for tomorrow's show. We got a lot to go over.
Good job, buddy. Thank you. Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. Nick Douglas as well. And thanks to John Morris, the legendary voice of Baylor Bears Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. Good night. Enjoy the rest of the evening here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Adios.